the requirement of keeping track of these things in a way that it is auditable, and leaving it up to the individual does not do that. But I'm trying to listen to the whole issue and what's the biggest driving factor in this whole process. And it seems to me, even in talking to the public, it is not necessarily a matter of saving money for the state, but it's giving some employees a benefit that other employees don't have. In other words, it's not fair for these people to get this extra benefit. And so my question to you, it seems to me that if that's the purpose of this, that the only way that that could really be satisfied is say that to the airlines that, or to the individuals, that you cannot take frequent flyer miles on tickets that the state paid for and then just let it drop there. They're dead. They're not usable. They don't have to be accounted for or anything. We just don't get them. Would that satisfy your drive on this issue? Is it a fairness issue? And I know it is with the public. I've talked to the public. They think that people who travel on the state do it for fun, and they get this extra benefit, and it's just not fair. Is that driving the issue?
Through the chair, Representative James, it is part of the issue. Part of the issue is a genuine belief that these are state assets and should be used to reduce future travel costs. The second thing is a fairness issue. And I believe that's really why other states have taken this position, as you stated, because it is a fairness issue. It's a liability issue because frequent flyer miles do represent a benefit in income for the IRS. So to answer your question, yes, it is part of my desire. And once again, it's not a desire to be punish anybody, but it certainly is, as I feel, a legitimate conversation. And as in your bill packet, it's a conversation that's in a topic that's been around for years. And I would just point you to a Daily News article in 1992 where it does say, quote, "But there is little doubt that the state has a legal right to take them away, even if they can't get all of them transferred for public use." Quote, "Be assured that in our view, even a very strict position on the acceptance of these premiums would be wholly defensible," wrote Assistant Attorney General James Baldwin in a 1983 Attorney General's opinion. So I think, certainly the state is in a position to say we believe these should be used or not used.
Just a follow-up, because I believe that, and I've listened to the same public that you're listening to on this issue, and it's kind of like a lot of other issues that we do, and I've said for years and years and years that public opinion is the strongest political power they are, but historically they've not always been correct. And so the idea, and we are also, as people, extremely selfish and want to be sure that we have the right treatment, and they dislike other people getting a better benefit than you, which is one of the reasons why I've opposed this piece of legislation. I if there were some real savings, I think that I might be more convinced that this is a good idea. But it is the other part that I disagree with you on, and I wanted you to respond to me on this issue. You believe that because the state paid for these tickets, that is a state asset if there's some return. I don't believe that way. I believe that the inurement of that mileage is for the flyer, not for the payment of the ticket. It's when you get on, you don't get the mileage until you get on the airplane, and then you get the mileage because you're on the airplane, not because you paid for the ticket. So that's a difference in philosophy. Wanted to put that on the record.
Through the chair, Representative James, I would remind you that when you pay for a ticket and you get on the airplane and you take a flight and you accrue frequent flyer miles, that's one thing. But when you redeem those frequent flyer miles for a ticket and you get a free ticket to any number of destinations, they don't give you miles, but yet you're on the plane. So therefore, the basis for awarding the miles is buying the ticket.
Well, just to let you know, I don't redeem my tickets that way so much. I use them as upgrade for first class because that's a much better benefit for me, and I'm paying for my ticket. And also, you might be I'll be looking at somebody who has used their frequent flyer miles for state travel. Okay, voluntarily. So, you know, and I don't know if there are others that have. And the reason, you know, that I had done it was for lots of various different reasons. But anyway, so much for that.
And when we get to the point to discussing the bill, that'll certainly be part of the discussion. Representative Halko, in wrap-up?
Mr. Chair, I think it's, you know, it's interesting. State law and ethics law says that as a legislator, I have to disclose any contracts or agreements I have with the state. In all my disclosure form, as long as I've been in office, I've stated that my company has the state car rental contract in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. So if there's one person in this building that benefits from state employees traveling, it's me. So I think it's ironic that I'm here today before you promoting legislation that I feel in earnest would save the state money and serve a public purpose, and yet, you know, finding very little support. And I'm the one person in the building that actually benefits. And I will leave it at that, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the committee's time and certainly appreciate having the discussion.
Thank you, Representative Halko. And like I say, the issue that we'll probably bring up next is to be reporting issues, and that's what I'll expect the committee to look at as a next issue before we make a policy call. Is there any other questions before we adjourn? I'm going to go ahead and bring this meeting to a close. First of all, I want to be sure that I thank those folks who came out to testify. And just to let you know that Representative Fate's staff, Randy Clendaniel, is having a birthday today, so y'all pat him on the back before you head out of here today. With that, we're going to call the State Affairs meeting to adjournment.